Husker Radio. It is Tanner Struckman. Pleased to be joined with Gary Pearson from the North Platte Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, Tanner. Doing well.
Obviously, COVID-19 affecting everybody's lives. I'm sure impacting the Chamber of Commerce significantly as well.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we certainly have a lot of compassion for what our business community is going through, and it's going to take all of us collectively working together to get through this situation, and hope that sometime soon we can get back to more of a sense of normalcy. And that's one of the reasons we tried to be proactive in this situation and come up with a technical assistance grant program that's going to help our business community if they need some technical assistance in applying for some of the federal programs that have come forth. That there's a fund there that can help them get some outside assistance from, say, an accountant or some legal work from an attorney, anything that can enhance them being able to get those applications in. We now have a fund established, and we have all of that information on our Chamber Development website. It's npearea.com, just a North Platte abbreviated. It's npearea.com. It's on the bottom of our homepage. There's a link there for the programs as well as our resource guide that has all kinds of information we're trying to keep updated and fresh as possible.
Gary Pearson joining us from the North Platte Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, you're right. This is incredibly, I'm sure it's very complex too. I mean, I'm sure the federal government's involved, it's going to be complex, and it probably has to be. So if you're a small business owner or a business owner in general in the area that is head's probably swimming a little bit, that's exactly what this is designed for then, right? To help out?
Absolutely. And it's good that those programs are available. It's certainly been economically devastating for a lot of the business community, and you know, you can sustain that for a little bit of time, but certainly it is severely impacting some of them. So the programs are designed to help, and I would encourage business communities to pursue this. It's kind of been a work in progress seeing these programs come out. The first ones that were kind of announced were these bridge loans and kind of a long-term economic injury assistance program. Those we knew were going to be complicated. So, you know, a lot of businesses, they don't have an accountant on staff, or they don't have legal counsel on staff. So they probably have very limited experience dealing with any kind of SBA program. So to provide some expertise to help them, that's why we came up with this program that was approved by the Quality Growth Fund Committee, as well as the North Platte City Council. We tried to react as quickly as we could to get this in place. It is now officially in place. They've authorized up to $250,000 in this fund, and it would provide up to $2,500 of grants to help pay for that third-party provider, be it an accountant or an attorney or a retired business person. We have a resource list of those people who have come forward that will help any applicant that needs it. That information is available on our website as well. The one thing we did that was more pleasing to see, one of the kind of the last programs that was announced is now in full speed ahead, was the payroll or a paycheck protection program. And that's a program that's more simplistic in nature. It's easier to understand. In that case, a business would work directly with their bank. And the banks are that conduit with the SBA that helps them with the application. And then when the applications get approved, the bank would then be the lender for a loan that helps you kind of through that next 60-day process until we come out of this. And part of that is forgivable when it comes to payroll and some of the taxes and health insurance, those kind of things that are incorporated into payroll. And it'll pay for utilities and some interest, some rent, those kind of things that are also qualifying aspects of it. But part of it would then be a loan if you need additional capital. If you don't need that capital when you get through this process, you can pay off the remaining part of that loan. But it's probably the most workable program and the most popular at the current time. There literally are probably in the millions of applications going forward to the SBA right now using that. And I know our local banks were very aggressive in reaching out to their customers to help them with it. I know they've been working day and night and weekends and everything else trying to get on top of this and get it in as quickly as possible so that the money can go to the and it's all about protecting employees. You know, it's prior to the time we went into this, a lot of our businesses were struggling to even find, you know, enough employees, and certainly those with the skills. And so you want to hang on to those trained employees as much as you can. And this program really provides that and requires it. It requires it to, it's all about job protection. It's all about business retention, trying to help everybody survive getting through this critical time frame. And then hopefully we get a more of a sense of normalcy as the virus thing plays itself out. And so it's been a trying time for everybody, and the people have been really good about helping one another. And obviously the Chamber of Commerce and Development Corporation is all about our business community, and they are our members. They're our lifeblood. That's why we even exist. And so I'm very pleased that we were able to put this program together and had some great, great community-minded leadership involved in our organization that came together, and we quickly formed a task force. It was made up of bankers, accountants, some attorneys, some of our chamber development executive board members, or economic development committee, and so worked through all the semantics. Really have to credit Ty Lucas, who's a past board chairman of our organization, of course now is on the city council. He really came up with the concept, because we all knew in analyzing what we were hearing from the business community and some of the economic injury worksheets that we were dealing with, trying to help the state get a declaration of economic distress, economic disaster declaration. We asked some businesses to fill out these worksheets. We could see the enormity of what this type of financial crisis was going to go head on into a really challenging situation. And there just simply are not enough local resources to deal with that. So we could provide a little bit of technical assistance. It's not a make or break thing, but it certainly, I think, is comforting to the businesses to know that, you know, that the city and the Chamber and Development Corporation are there to assist in any way that we can. And we can help be that facilitator and that conduit that brings that all together so these applications could get in. Then I think we're all going to benefit down the line. Every business we can save, every job that we can save, that's what it's all about.
Well, and I mean, let's be honest and let's be real. Without this assistance, we would lose businesses, I'm quite certain, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question. And a lot of small businesses, you know, they go month to month and sure. And try to build up a little bit of a nest egg over time. But it certainly was something that came very unexpected, more rapid than I think anybody anticipated. And it just caught a lot of people in a very, very tough situation. I know we were doing an analysis, putting our five-year plan of action together, and went back to through the utility records with the city. And we have 120 businesses that have started, small businesses that have started in just the last 5 years in the community of North Platte. So, you know, those being a really new businesses and trying to get their feet on the ground and trying to make it all work, they're going to be especially have a lot of exposure to a situation like this where it could be very damaging to them. So, you know, that's one thing about North Platte and the people that live here is, man, do they pull together, and they're all about helping each other. Wow. And it's just a tremendous community spirit. And I think this is another example of how we can come together, do some brainstorming, and come up with some creative programs to help in any way that we can.
North Platte Area Chamber of Development President Gary Pearson here again. Learn more about these programs again online at your website, right, Gary?
Yeah, absolutely. It's npearea.com. It's just like North Platte, abbreviated, npearea.com. It's on the link on the homepage at the bottom of the page there. There's a resource guide with all the programs. There's a technical assistance link explaining what this small business grant can help in providing that third-party technical assistance provider, and a wealth of other information available there. And certainly, people can reach out to us as well and call us at the chamber office, and we'll help walk through the process. But we try to keep that refreshed at all times, and as new information comes forward, and working together, we can get through this thing and continue to build on that momentum that was certainly there prior to the time that this all occurred.
Gary Pearson, the North Platte Area Chamber of Development President, thanks so much for the time, Gary.
Thank you, Tanner. Appreciate it.